getting folks to live downtown. If this development takes place, which I really hope it does, and those condos fill up, suddenly you've got folks living downtown. That's definitely going to kick the market into gear. It's going to definitely open up some retail stores, because if it's a chicken and egg thing. You can't open stores if there are no people.
Yeah.
But if you create the living environment, the conditions, then there's a very good chance that folks will move in. We've got to get people cycling, walking, out of their cars. Only because, and this is not an anti-car rant, but we have turned our cities and towns over to vehicles. And if you can create an environment where it's comfortable to walk and cycle in the downtown area, then folks will come downtown.
Mm.
They'll start to look around and go, this is neat, that's neat. You've got the Auberge and this restaurant and little, you know, funky stores. It's getting folks to live downtown. Look at our waterfront. Probably one of our most valuable assets, and yet the least sold. And yet, despite the fact that our Belleville city logo is a sailboat. And that's something else that the city could promote and hustle. So the boating community, really important. They tie up, they go to the restaurants, they go to the pubs, yeah. They buy groceries, and they will have an impact on the development of downtown. So it's kind of a combination of a whole bunch of things, but mostly it's getting people to live downtown.